Come now, O priests and Levites, this word I have for you. If you will not honor my name and reverence it before the people, then I will come to you. Then I will bring curses upon you and upon all of your blessings for others, for they will be empty. They will not be filled with any substance. And therefore, rather than blessing, they will bring curse. You have not kept the covenant. And for not keeping the covenant, if you continue and do not return, then I will bring back upon you and even upon your children the entrails of the sacrifices, for they will be no good to me. All of your sacrifices will be hollow and empty. For you have not kept my covenant, the covenant which I made with Levi, a covenant of life, a covenant of peace, a covenant which he received and through which he revered my name and reverenced me. He stood with awe, and all of those who followed him reverenced my name. O priests and Levites, Levi stood with awe and respect. And Levi spoke with integrity and instruction. On his lips were wisdom and instruction, and the people came to him and received that instruction from him. And because of his many words, they were also able to lead others to know me. And many found their souls saved. I call you to return to find true instruction. O priests, O Levites, you should guard knowledge so that people will come and seek and receive instruction of my word. Receive instructions of my law. They will have reverence and respect for me, says the Lord of hosts. But you have not been causing them to reverence my name. You who are messengers for God to my people, you do not give good instruction. You have not called the people to seek deeper understandings of my law and of my grace. You have been abased before the people, and you will continue to do so until you return, until you recover that covenant which I made in a former time with Levi, and of which you are to be recipients and guardians. And so I, Malachi, was God's messenger. And that is what my name means, is messenger. I called the priests and the Levites, the other teachers of the law in my day. I called them back to seek to recover that covenant that God had made with Levi. A covenant that was more than simply privilege. A covenant that demanded responsibility. Demanded reverence for God. Demanded good instruction into the law, into the covenant. That agreement that God had made so long ago with Levi and all the people of Israel. But then again, such a covenant can only be shared if one understands it, if one participates in it, and if one is willing to practice that same covenant. But in my day, many of the priests, many of the other teachers had lost sight of the practice of that covenant. The practice that was given to them to lead others to understand the Lord of hosts, to understand His teachings, so that they too might experience life and peace and growth. And the Lord of hosts said through me, "Behold, I am sending my messenger to you to prepare the way of the Lord of hosts." For you see, the Lord will suddenly come to His temple. The messenger of the covenant is coming. The Lord of hosts, the one that you seek and that you await, will come. But who can abide the day of His coming? And who can stand before Him? For He will be like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap that cleanses and purifies when He appears. And He will refine as gold and silver are refined. He will purify the sons of Levi, even you priests who have fallen away. He is coming to lead you back into that covenant relationship, to call you to accountability so that the people might follow in accountability, so that the people may know the instruction of the Lord and grow, that they too might give instruction and reverence to others. And He will refine you until your offerings will be as pure as gold and silver that has come through the refiner's fire and has become acceptable once again. Thus says the Lord of hosts. But to the people I say, He will bring destruction. He will bring punishment to those who are sorcerers, adulterers, who misuse the hireling, who abuse the widows, the orphans, the homeless, the outcast. For part of reverencing God and keeping the covenant is lifting up the widow, is caring for the orphan, is reaching out to the homeless and the outcast, is purifying your own lives before God. But so many have been led astray. So many have become complacent. And so, thus says the Lord of hosts, "Do you think that it is proper to rob me? For you are robbing God." Oh, but you say, "How are we robbing you?" "By your tithes and your offerings," says the Lord. "But bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and put me to the test," says the Lord of hosts, "and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out upon you an overwhelming blessing. Therefore, do not rob me, but give. And yet, do not give just the tithe. Give of yourselves, for I am your master," says the Lord of hosts. "And you will be rebuked for not giving. But when the time comes that you find that reverence and respect, when the time comes that you indeed are restored in the covenant, then all nations will look upon you as blessed, and through you the nations will come to know. Thus says the Lord of hosts. My time was not just one in which the priests and the other teachers of the law had forgotten their covenant, but it was a time in which the people of Israel had forgotten. They walked by the homeless without a second look. They allowed the widows and orphans to fend for themselves when God had called them to reach out and to touch the lives of those who were in need, while not forgetting the instruction, while not forgetting to study the law and the prophets, while not forgetting to discover the deeper relationships with God, which would lead to deeper relationships with each other. I understand from the time of my death, another came, one who did come to bring a message of hope, of sight to the blind, of freedom to the captive, a challenge of working and helping those who were in need. And He was the Lord of life and peace and hope. He called the people back, and He especially called the priests and the Levites back to understanding that the law is more than merely so many words and rituals. But the keeping of the law and the instruction is growing in reverence, in awe, in relationship, and in knowledge. Oh, if I could have seen it myself, it would have been such a glorious day, such a wonderful time. And yet even He found stiff-necked priests and teachers of the law. Even He found misled Israelites who refused His call to come back to the covenant. Even He died because of their sinfulness. And yet, in Him is life. In Him is peace. In Him is reverence for God. And that is the call of He who came as Malachi, even greater than I, the messenger of God, Jesus of Nazareth. He calls you today, just as He called so many so long ago, to practice the covenant, to experience the grace, to be restored in reverence, to be refined as gold and silver. Therefore, bring the full tithe of your money, of your mind, of yourself into the house of God, that you may be purer than gold, more precious than silver, sharers of His grace, teachers of His law. For He calls each one in our own way to teach through our words, through our deeds, through our presence. He makes a covenant with us. And He is just and faithful to keep His covenant. Live the covenant of life and peace in faithfulness to God, that all nations will find you blessed, and in you the nations will find blessing. As we come to this time of dedication to God, our hymn of dedication is 665, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. Malachi challenged the people of his day, people who had known better, people who had been called by God to walk in reverence and respect, to walk in understanding of God's law, God's instruction. You know, we think Torah or law, as we translate it, is just that, law. But actually the word Torah means instruction and guidance. As Malachi called the teachers of instruction and guidance into relationships with God, into the study of God's Scriptures, so may we find that call, a call that brings reverence and awe, a call that challenges us to go deeper, deeper in our study, but also deeper in our relationships. When we do so, then indeed we walk with that Master for whom the way was prepared, and others will walk along with us. Our altar is open. It is open for any who would make a decision, a first-time decision for Christ, for any who would join with this fellowship, for any who would recommit themselves to walking in that covenant, a covenant of life and of peace. As we sing together, number 665, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee.